Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I've been trying to describe, observe with all of you this major fracture within the MAGA movement. It's been visible and there for quite some time. But for those that aren't in the social media feeds of a lot of these MAGA influencers that don't pay attention to all the different weird factions of MAGA supporters, and there's a lot of them, and there's distinctions between some of them, you might think that it's just a monolith, but it's not. And again, when I say that the fractures have been there for a long time, I mean it. Donald Trump has in many ways, remember his refusal to condemn David Duke? It was the standard. We got to get a ticker on how many times Republicans go, I don't know who that is. I've never heard the interview. I didn't hear that. You got to ask this, but I don't know. That was Donald Trump's response to who is David Duke. Of course, the grandmaster head of the KKK ran for public office. Refusal to condemn David Duke. Donald Trump inviting the Holocaust-denying anti-Semite Nick Fuentes and the anti-Semite Kanye West to Mar-a-Lago, because he wants the support of neo-Nazis in this country and racists. He wants their support, but he also wants to then get on a stage and say, I support Israel. So here is what set off this. Now we're into a week-long blow-up within the MAGA movement that has now reached the Heritage Foundation. The architect, the author, the organization that brought together Project 2025, the blueprint for Donald Trump's entire second administration, whose key author and organizer, Russ Vogt, is now the Darth Vader of Trump 2.0. He runs the Office of Management and Budget. He's the guy that's trying to fire workers during the shutdown, has fired tens of thousands of federal, that guy, okay? So it all comes around, reaches the highest levels of this administration. Tucker Carlson had Nick Fuentes on his show last week and gave him what can only be described as a disturbingly friendly interview. In case you don't know who Nick Fuentes is, here he is. This is some of what he said cut together in all of its disgustingness.
A lot of women want to be raped. And when I say raped, I mean like, that sounds bad when I say it like that. But there's like a lot of women that really want a guy to beat the shit out of them. But also, they have to pretend, but part of it is they have to pretend like they don't. Raise your right hand, all right, everybody, raise your right hand. Raise your right hand, repeat after me. I will kill, rape, and die for Nicholas J. Fuentes. I will continue my crusade against women in politics. Because it's always like this, and it's so ironic. Women are like, I don't like, when you say, I like, you have to affect the face. When you say to repeal the 19th Amendment, that offends me. That hurts my feelings. It's like, have you ever stopped and considered that maybe if you get offended, there's such a strong emotional reaction to political opinions you disagree with across the board? Maybe that's one of the reasons why you shouldn't be making political decisions. I'm not attacking women. I'm attacking whores. You have no problems, right? I'm attacking whores. I'm attacking sluts. Stupid, dirty b****s. It was better for them too, number one, but number two, who cares? Who cares? You know, enough with the Jim Crow stuff. Who cares? Oh, they had to drink out of a different water fountain. Big f***ing deal. Oh no, they had to go to a different school. Their water fountain in that famous picture was worse. Who cares? Grow up, drink out of the f***ing water fountain. It's water, it's the same. You know, and you know, even if it was bad, who cares? Who cares? It's better. It's better in general. We all agree it was better for them. It's better for us. Better in general.
The reason that we talk about this, by the way, I know a lot of black people see this and they go, man, why are you always talking about black people, this and that? Because there just needs to be some shame here. Well, there's a few reasons. First, white people are every single bit justified in being racist. Every single bit justified, to the extent that that means going out of your way to avoid black people when you see them. Buddy, it's Fuhrer Friday. It is Hitler Friday. Shut up. It is Heil Hitler Friday.
Heil Hitler, all my n***s, Nazis.
Nick Fuentes, and here he is denying the Holocaust.
It doesn't really sound correct to me. Wait a second. It takes 1 hour to cook a batch of cookies, and you have 15 ovens, probably in four different kitchens, right? Doing 24 hours a day every day for 5 years. How long would it take you to make 6 million? I don't know. It certainly wouldn't be 5 years, right? The math doesn't seem to add up there. The math doesn't quite seem to add up there. I don't think you'd result in 6 million. Maybe 200,000 to 300,000 cookies. And I think the Red Cookie Association said something like that. Probably 200,000 to 300,000 cookies baked. Probably. And in addition, you know, in this hypothetical, I imagine that if you took aerial photographs over the kitchens, you would need to see certain smokestacks to release the smoke from baking the cookies. And the smokestacks would project certain shadows, but I guess they're not visible in the aerial photographs taken over the kitchens. Moreover, if you look at the soil texture, it's really not deep enough for mass cookie storage underground.
And Hitler is cool, courtesy of Nick Fuentes.
Hitler was a pedophile and kind of a pagan. It's like, well, he was also really f***ing cool. So, you know, time to grow up. We're not children anymore, am I right? Am I right? Am I right, boys? Am I right? Let's go. He was also really f***ing cool. And any boy knows that. Anybody who watches these videos where he's rolling down the street and stuff, it's like, this guy's awesome. This guy's cool.
What you say, is it, do you actually believe what you say? Or is it the good old fashioned shock jock, let's shock the system and be bombastic? How do you process that?
I would have to believe what I say because I've gone through a process which, you know, I don't wish on people. I've gone through the gauntlet of what I have at a very young age. And again, like I said, it's the social media deplatforming. Mm-hmm. It's being ostracized by my high school friends and you know, the whole gamut of having views like I have because I really believe them.
Let's wrap this. The word is gamut, you nincompoop. I'm going to use the words of John Positino. Years of tolerance and even embrace of conspiracy theories, election lies, and bigotry have reshaped the MAGA base and its media ecosystem, giving credence to radical voices that have pushed the party further from its traditional conservatism and deeper into grievance and hate. Now, even as traditional conservatives attempt to try to reclaim their moral compass, they're discovering that the forces that they have unleashed have grown too powerful to contain. The issue isn't, according to the National Review, only that Carlson platformed a Holocaust denier, racist, misogynist twerp. The framing allows MAGAs to portray this entire discussion as an effort at like open debate, as good faith dialogue, as engagement with alternative views, as if there is some equivalency on the side of Democrats. Find me a Democrat that's like, Hitler is effing awesome and women want to be raped. Or whatever the hell the equivalency of such disgustingness is. Find me one. It's day 288. I'll wait. When Tucker Carlson puts this guy in a show, Tucker Carlson, the guy that made J.D. Vance's political career, you are normalizing this. This is the problem with MAGA. It's not ancillary to. It is deeply part of. So whether or not we're talking about Senator Schmidt saying America is only for white people, or Lindsey Graham saying we're killing the right people, or RFK Jr. talking about culling the flocks and herds, or any of the other pretty much overtly eugenicist policies and languaging, that is not something that we need to debate in good faith. It's not. I don't need to debate the merits of Nick Fuentes. And we should be able to roundly condemn anyone that platforms that. And by platforming, I don't mean playing it so that I can call him an ignorant, racist twerp that has nothing and nothing about or related to American values and nothing to say about them. The traitors, the domestic terrorists, aren't Democrats for disagreeing with Donald Trump's policies. They're guys like Nick Fuentes and the movements that he energizes. And then by extension, the guys like Tucker Carlson, who make it normal, or the defenders of the white supremacist young Republicans, some of which were in their 30s, that J.D. Vance defended as, oh, don't pay attention to that. The problem is when conservatives don't push back on their own. So many texters and callers from the conservative end of the spectrum always have the ready critique of Obama, Biden, Clinton, etc. The ready reference to Hunter. He didn't make billions of dollars off of deals with foreign governments. The Trump Organization did and is. So start with your own house. I can list off a critique of every Democratic president in the last 30 years off the top of my head, no problem. Mean it. And mean it. Where is your critique of your own people? The easiest, lowest hanging fruit. And instead, what happened? The Heritage Foundation, the most preeminent MAGA think tank, the architects, the authors of Project 2025, their CEO went out and defended Tucker Carlson.
We will defend truth. We will always defend America. And we will always defend our friends against the slander of bad actors who serve someone else's agenda. That includes Tucker Carlson, who remains, and as I have said before, always will be a close friend of the Heritage Foundation. The venomous coalition attacking him are sowing division. Their attempt to cancel him will fail. Most importantly, the American people expect us to be focusing on our political adversaries on the left, not attacking our friends on the right.
What? Guy's name is Kevin Roberts. What? Just like not a single MAGA caller or texter on this program, just like magical thinking Jack Holt Johnson, just like they cannot find a single thing, no matter how small, no matter how insignificant, to criticize this president about, the Heritage Foundation cannot find its way to say, we will vociferously defend free speech, but at the same time, we will vociferously condemn anti-Semitism, racism, misogyny, and the branding of people who politically disagree with you as evil, traitors, terrorists, or any other derogatory term. The hate is coming from people like Nick Fuentes and his apologists in the MAGA party. Find me a clip of Obama, Biden, or Clinton saying anything close to that, and I'll give you $1 million. By the way, that's sarcasm, not an oral contract. Stay tuned. Last segment of the day coming up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.